910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There could be a deal in place soon in at least one part of the Middle East. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to convene his cabinet and vote to approve a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal with Lebanon. Barring any surprises, the cabinet is expected to vote yes.
The deal calls on Hezbollah to move 20 miles from Israel's border and on the Israeli army to withdraw completely from southern Lebanon. Crowded skies, crowded highways this holiday of the 80 million Americans traveling at least 50 miles from home during Thanksgiving week. Most of them will be driving, and they will be enjoying gas prices that are considerably lower than last year. Special Counsel Jack Smith moving to dismiss all charges against President Trump because of the Justice Department policy prohibiting prosecuting a sitting president. The president-elect announcing tariffs against Mexico, Canada, and China that he says he'll impose on day one of his new administration. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. With Wisconsin's gun deer hunt season underway, hunters are again being reminded about baiting and feeding bans to curb the spread of chronic wasting disease. There are 61 counties across the state this year with active baiting and feeding bans due to positive chronic wasting disease testing, including the majority of the Northwest Wisconsin region. While the disease spreads naturally in the deer population, setting up bait piles in your hunting area can cause the animals to congregate in greater numbers and increases the risk of transmission. Wisconsin State Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein is calling for the state to use its $4.6 billion surplus to invest in K-12 schools. A number of state officials have joined that call, including State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley, who proposed a biennial budget that included an additional $4 billion in new spending. The calls come in the wake of a historic number of school referendums being approved by voters in the November election. Hesselbein also expressed a willingness to use that surplus for a middle-class tax cut. A memorial for a Village of Cameron police officer killed in the line of duty has been completed and will soon be officially unveiled for the public. According to a Facebook post from the Cameron Police Department, the Hunter Shield Memorial will be formally unveiled on the morning of December 4th, honoring the sacrifice he and Officer Emily Breidenbach made. The two were killed in the line of duty after conducting a traffic stop of Glenn Perry, who then shot at both Officer Shield and Breidenbach, but was shot and killed as well during the incident. A New Auburn man will face a jury trial after entering not guilty pleas to multiple counts of theft. According to court records, 44-year-old Mickley Miller was charged with multiple misdemeanor and felony counts of theft after being accused of stealing several items, including a pontoon boat he later abandoned. Miller was charged in Barron County on May 31st, and the trial is scheduled to begin in March. He is currently being held in the Barron County Jail on cash bond and could face up to 3.5 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000 if convicted. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Giannis named Player of the Week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo named the NBA's Eastern Conference Player of the Week. That after leading the Bucks to a 4-game winning streak. Right now, Giannis, averaging over 32 points a game, is the most in the NBA. The Bucks are in Miami to play the Heat. NFL, Packers safety Xavier McKinney made his 7th interception of the season against the 49ers Sunday night. The ball intended for Deebo Samuel. I asked McKinney what happened next.
So I just played for the tip, and luckily it bounced right to me. I was in the right spot, and I was able to make a play.
The Packers host the Dolphins Thursday night, kickoff at 7:20. Badgers football on Friday. Wisconsin hosts Minnesota at 11 a.m., playing for the Paul Bunyan Axe.
Regardless if it's Friday at 11 o'clock or if they'd have put it at Saturday at night. It comes down to a one-game season. It comes down to a battle for an axe. And anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong in either one of these places.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 27 for a high this afternoon. West wind at 5 to 15. 12 tonight, mostly cloudy. 29 tomorrow. Thanksgiving Day, some light snow showers with a high in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 16.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, overtime with Maggie Dawn, plus Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel. She's going after the fake electors. Trump might get a pass, but the Republicans in Michigan won't. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Alball Show.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to a best of pre-recorded episode of Matt and Air on Air for this Thanksgiving Day. And for that, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving, hoping you're celebrating safely with friends, family, or whomever. But either way, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Coming up right now, you're going to listen to a conversation that Jane, Cal, and I had about raccoons in Milwaukee County. Enjoy. Good morning, everyone. You're listening to a best of pre-recorded episode of Matt and Air on Air for this Thanksgiving Day. And for that, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving, hoping you're celebrating safely with friends, family, or whomever. Matt and Air on Air for this. We wish you a happy Thanksgiving, hoping you're celebrating safely with friends. Celebrating safely with Good morning, everyone. You're listening.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. Coming up to round out the show, we will wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I Didn't See That Coming edition.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me like Andrew did for today's Tisbat. Send it to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. Remember back a few years, Greg Bach, 2016?
Yeah.
A proposal by the British government to let the... From our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same.
Hoping you're celebrating safely with friends, family, or whomever. But either way, we wish you... And they're like,
they just want to, we do.
And, Big Chungus.
And you too, 4842 at 855.
Big Chungus.
And you can always join us.
Yes, please.
At 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream. Send us strange things. We love them. You can send them to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. You can send them to Jane. Join us.
Yes, please.
At 855.
Please.
At 855. And you can always join us.
Yes.
You can send them to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. One break to go. We're going to wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, I Didn't See That Coming edition. That's on the way. We're going to wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, that's on the way. Keep it here on the city. Keep it here. Keep it here. Keep it here. Now wrap it up. Keep it here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You a happy Thanksgiving. Coming up. Next up, Jane, Cal, and I talk about a contest to name a school that ended up becoming some of our favorite moments recently on the show. So much so that we even got compliments from you, the listeners, about how much you loved hearing us laugh and how much it made you laugh, which means the world to us. Please enjoy. Next up, Jane, Cal, and I talk about a contest to name a school that ended up becoming some of our favorite moments recently on the show. So much so that we even got compliments from you, the listeners, about how much you loved hearing us laugh and how much it made you laugh, which means the world to us. Please enjoy.
Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can join us. Please call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have news coming up in just a little bit. And what used to be Twitter. We have news coming up in just a little bit. Twitter. We have news coming. News coming. We have news. We have news. We have news. You can join us, please.
Feel free to call in if you have any comments on the Bill of Rights, 855-752-4842. I'd be happy to hear what you have to say. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbush Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Talking about. Hey, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. I'm your guest host for today, Stu Daniels. Thank you for tuning in on this Tuesday, the 26th of November. Hope you're having a good day so far. If you would like to join us on the phones, feel free. The number is 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And during the first segment, we were talking about The Second Bill of Rights, introduced by Franklin Delano Roosevelt back in 1944, and since revived many times by others over the years trying to make this a part of the American political landscape, there are 8 items in this economic Bill of Rights. The first one is employment, the right to work. The second is an adequate income for food, shelter, and recreation. Food, shelter, and recreation. Obviously, food and shelter are things that we have to have, but recreation is important in the eyes of FDR and those who've tried to get this established over the years. The third item in the Economic Bill of Rights is fair income for farmers, right? Probably the hardest working people. A fair income. That's not asking too much, is it? And then the fourth item is for businesses, especially small businesses, freedom from unfair competition and monopolies. Then we have decent housing, adequate medical care, social security, and education. Okay, so those are the 8 items listed under the Second Bill of Rights, the Economic Bill of Rights. Do you have an opinion on that? Do you think that is something that we should continue to try to establish in the United States as part of our legislation? Should we pass laws? Should we add that, amend it to the Constitution? What do you think? Feel free to call in and let me know. And while we're waiting for some calls to line up, I'm going to talk about something that's been in the news. If you've been following the news since last night, you've probably heard that the president-elect announced last night that he will issue executive orders imposing new tariffs on all imported goods from China, Mexico, and Canada as one of his first acts on Inauguration Day. Those countries are the 3 largest trading partners of the United States. And let me ask you this. Are you a big fan of inflation? Before we continue with that, this news on these tariffs and how that will affect us, we do have some calls. Let's go to the gentleman who suggested the discussion of the Second Bill of Rights. It's L.A. Tom. Good morning, Tom. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for your suggestion yesterday.
Absolutely. Good morning, Stu. What I'd like to say is I would like to know from the right-wing callers and the callers at large, what is it that they wouldn't agree with on this FDR's Second Economic Bill of Rights? Because they all seem pretty humane to me. We the people ultimately are the government. Apologize, I'm walking this morning. So we the people ultimately are the government, and we should have a social safety net to catch people. And I would say that these aren't welfare programs. These are programs that if you're a hard worker, you are guaranteed certain freedoms and the freedom to not have to worry about being constrained by the government. The freedom to be able to not have to worry about bankruptcy. The freedom to not have to worry about a health care bill that's going to wipe you out. The freedom to actually have a job so you can provide for your family. I just don't see where these things, compared to, I'm going to restrict your freedom to burn a flag. I'm going to restrict your freedom to decide who it is that you are intimate with. I'm going to restrict your freedom and all of these other, a woman's right to choose versus big government's right to choose. So I think we really need to put a dichotomy or a difference between the second economic bill of rights and what it is that Trump and Trumpism, and I'll even go back to Reaganism, did to this country. When Ronald Reagan was in power, he lowered the tax rate that was there during FDR and Eisenhower, which was a very large tax on the at that time, the multi-million dollar class. And the thing is, we need to decide, are we giving all of this money to the billionaire class? Because to me, I don't think the average person understands how much $1 billion is. Widow Hendricks, John Menard, the Bradley Foundation. These are billionaires. We need to get our head around what a billionaire is. That's a 100 millionaire. That's not Gary who's running his plumbing business or his air conditioning contracting business. And why it is that we just want to continue to allow these people to rule our country with the power that they have, like an Elon Musk, is just beside me. So I would hope that everyone would also hope to hold the Democratic politicians' feet to the fire and say, we believe in the economic, second economic bill of rights, and those are the people we're going to vote for. I'd love to hear other people's opinions. Thanks, Stu.
Okay, thanks, Tom. Thank you for calling in. And
I'm on the treadmill, so if I sound breathless, that's why.
Appreciate it. We're going to a break. If you want to get on the phone, call us, 855-752-4842. You're tuned in to The Earl Ingram Show.
I hope you like a jamming tune. I want to jam it.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin's public defenders are expressing concerns over lawyer shortages in some of the more rural areas of the state. According to a report from the state bar, nearly half of the lawyers in Wisconsin live in heavily populated areas like Milwaukee and Madison. For rural counties, a lack of public defenders has put a larger workload on the lawyers that are available, leading to case backlogs and further staffing issues. Public defenders have been pushing for salary increases in the upcoming state budget, hoping the higher salaries will attract more lawyers. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced $32 million in federal funding to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in road improvement projects. According to a press release, the DOT will use funding from the Low Carbon Transportation Materials Grant Program to study construction-eligible materials and create incentives for them to be used in road improvement projects. The DOT will also use the grant funding to set sustainability benchmarks for state projects to improve Wisconsin's sustainable infrastructure. A Webster man has been sentenced after suffering an overdose while driving in Washburn County, leading to a single vehicle crash. According to court documents, 41-year-old Nicholas Bremer was arrested in February of 2023 after authorities responded to the scene of the crash and found him unconscious in a snowbank. Law enforcement authorities administered Narcan at the scene of the crash and discovered drugs and drug paraphernalia in the vehicle. Bremer was also convicted on unrelated criminal charges in Washburn County in June of 2023. The City of Duluth held its annual Christmas City of the North Parade over the weekend, featuring the winner of the city's first-ever snowplow naming contest. Officials say over 300 possible names were submitted for the contest, with nearly 2,000 votes going to the winner, Enger Plower. The Enger Plower snowplow led the way at the parade, with city officials saying it symbolized how the snowplows keep the city running during the harsh winter season. City officials also noted that they're looking for more plow drivers for the winter. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin' Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 27 for a high this afternoon. West wind at 5 to 15. 12 tonight, mostly cloudy. 29 tomorrow. Thanksgiving Day, some light snow showers with a high in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 16.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, political editor Dan Schaaf, we discuss how Democrats discuss race and racial justice. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sundown.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. One of the great voices, one of the great singer-songwriters, Gordon Lightfoot. Sundown. Welcome back to the show. I'm your guest host today, Stu Daniels, filling in for Earl. He'll be back next Monday. Look forward to that. And if you want to join us on the phones to discuss anything we've been talking about, feel free. The phone number is 855-752-4842. And you can also send me an email message. My email address is stewmanradio. That's S-T-U, stewmanradio, at gmail.com. And in the first segment, we discussed the Economic Bill of Rights, also known as the Second Bill of Rights, put forth by Franklin Delano Roosevelt back in 1944, and since revived many times by others trying to promote it. And I'm just going to give you the list here real quick of what these eight rights are under the Economic Bill of Rights. Do you think that these eight items should be guaranteed to American citizens? And we should also mention that the reason, the main reason why FDR introduced these rights back in 1944, January of 1944, at the height of World War II, is because he thought, and it makes sense, he thought that we would be a stronger nation if everyone was taken care of, if we didn't have desperate people out in the streets looking for food, trying to figure out where their next meal is coming from. If everybody was secure in their health and wealth and well-being, we would have a much stronger nation to go forward and fight any aggression from other nations. It makes sense, right? Well, the eight items under this Bill of Rights are employment, the right to work, an adequate income for food, shelter, and recreation, fair income for farmers, freedom from unfair competition and monopolies for businesses, decent housing, adequate medical care, social security, and education. Are we as American citizens entitled to these rights? Seems like we should be. I know there are some nations on this earth where these are important items, important constructs for civilization. Well, what do you think? Is that important here in the United States? Or is it better just to let people, I don't know. Just what do you do? We obviously have an issue with poverty these days. It's something that we've been fighting since the beginning of time. There's obviously enough money in this country to take care of the poverty issue, the hunger issue, housing issue for the homeless. There's way more than enough money. You know, with all of these billionaires right now, in fact, I would guess that Elon Musk could take care of those problems and not even feel a dent in his bank account. But many billionaires are trying everything they can to hold on to their wealth, even reelecting a president who wants to give them big tax cuts and maybe a little tax cut for the bottom 90% of the public. Well, that's where we are now. If you have an opinion on that, feel free to call in. I'd like to hear what you have to say about the Economic Bill of Rights, also known as the Second Bill of Rights. And the other thing that we're discussing today is the news that was announced last night that I touched on earlier in the last segment. And I asked a question, obviously joking. Are you a big fan of inflation? Well, if you are, there's a good chance it's coming back based on what the president-elect announced last night. He said he will issue executive orders imposing new tariffs on all imported goods from China, Mexico, and Canada as one of his first acts on Inauguration Day. Those countries, by the way, are the three largest trading partners of the United States. And I know that some people don't follow inflation rates, but it's easy to look up. Just do a quick internet search for inflation rates, and you can see graphs going back as far as you want to. So the one that I looked at to give us information about what's happened over the past 5 years, you know, we obviously had the big pandemic starting in the spring of 2020. And up until that time, we had normal inflation rates. I think that the economists like to keep the inflation rate in the 2.5% range, right? Between 2 and 3% is usually considered where they want to be, the sweet spot, right? But then we had the big pandemic in the spring of 2020. And by the summer of 2020, the inflation rate was almost zero. Right? Nobody was driving to work anymore. Nobody was going to the store if they didn't have to or going anywhere. Everybody was afraid of the pandemic. You didn't want to get sick because people were dying all alone in the hospitals. The vaccine hadn't been introduced yet. So the economy kind of ground to a halt. Inflation was 0% or just above zero in the summer of 2020. So then after the vaccination was introduced, the COVID vaccine, people started getting the vaccine, the severity of COVID decreased, things started picking up again. And then after the COVID shutdown was over, things kind of took off, right? And inflation spiked during the summer of 2022. It was around, it peaked at around 9%. People were freaking out, but thanks in large part to the administration and Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. They were able to control things, get things back under control, even though many, especially on the right side, the Republican side, were saying there's a big recession coming. Joe Biden doesn't know what he's doing, and we have inflation now at 9%, so there's a big recession coming. There's nothing we can do about it. But the recession never materialized. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, a noted fan of the Grateful Dead for over 50 years, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell was able to land that plane right on the dime and bring it in without the recession. And so for the past several months now, we've been back to normal recession rates of 2.5%, give or take, in the 2 to 3% range. All right. And that's easy to look up in case you don't believe me and think that I'm part of the mainstream media giving you false information. Just look it up. It takes seconds. So that's what's going on with the economy nowadays. But getting back to these tariffs that the president-elect wants to install on the first day of his presidency, these tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada will be 25%. Okay, so if you buy something now that was produced in Canada that would normally cost $100, then after these tariffs go into effect, it's probably going to cost $125. Most manufacturers have said that they're going to pass these costs, the tariff costs, on to consumers, right? They're not just going to pay for it on their own. It's going to be paid for by the people that are purchasing their products. So 25% tariff for everything from Canada, everything from Mexico, and for items produced in China or coming from China, an additional 10% on top of whatever they may have now. Some items from China are subject to tariff, and whatever they are now, they're going to add an additional 10% for those items. That's the plan, according to what Donald Trump put out on social media last night. So Trump said that these tariffs are intended to stop an invasion of drugs and migrants into the United States. Okay? So we, as citizens of the United States, are going to be paying more money for goods and services from Mexico and Canada and China. And evidently, it's going to stop the invasion of drugs and migrants into the United States. The president-elect, believes that Canada and Mexico can stop the migrants and the drugs from coming in. And if they don't, 25% tariffs. So he sent this out last night in a social media post, and he said the tariffs will remain in effect until the invasion ends. The tariffs could have a very chilling effect on the economy. Goods valued at over $1.5 trillion move among the three North American nations, Canada, United States, Mexico, over $1.5 trillion. How will a 25% tariff affect that trade? And also, the United States and China exchange about $600 billion worth of goods annually. And those goods are going to cost us more if we add the tariffs. Trump said he will sign all necessary documents to impose the import taxes by executive order on January 20th, Inauguration Day. So during the presidential campaign, Trump said he would impose tariffs of up to 60% on Chinese imports, plus 10 to 20% on products from other countries. Obviously, now we know that he's proposing 25% on Canada and Mexico. These tariffs, by the way, violate the trade agreement between the United States, Canada, and Mexico, known as the USMCA, which took effect in 2020. That agreement states that goods moving among the three North American nations would cross borders on a duty-free basis. And I think we have time for one phone call before we go to the break. Yeah, let's try it. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Tom, what do you have for us?
Hey there. I just wanted to point out, well, first of all, back when a month or two ago when Trump was talking to the, I don't know who he was, from the Wall Street Journal, and saying to Trump that, you know, these tariffs are going to cause inflation. And he sat there and said, no, it won't. He says, you don't know what you're talking about. I know what I'm talking about. And then he said, you guys are wrong most of the time anyways. But then the man from the Wall Street Journal did not rebut him, which really irritates me. But all we have to do is look at the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act of 1930, which was one of the main causes of the Great Depression. And Trump says he doesn't want to be Hoover, Herbert Hoover, but yet he's pulling a Herbert Hoover move. I've been trying my best to get that word out there, like on Facebook, on my Facebook groups, and they get, you know, 3, 4, 8, 9, 10 likes. And that's about it. And other things I post, you know, get hundreds of likes. I believe we really can't educate the public well enough to show that this is history repeating itself. And you guys are just being sheep and following blindly into it.
Yeah. Yeah, Tom, I agree with you 100%. Thank you for calling. And by the way, if you want to get in on the phone line, feel free, 855-752-4842. Got to take a break. You're tuned in to The Earl Ingram Show.
The man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going now.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
And yeah, welcome back into The Earl Ingram Show on a Tuesday morning. I'm your guest host, Stu Daniels, filling in for Earl today. He will be back on Monday. If you'd like to join us on the phone, feel free to call in 855-752-4842, 75 Civic, right? Hey, we've got about 8 minutes until 9 o'clock, and we've been discussing citizenship and the economic Bill of Rights, the second Bill of Rights, and the new tariffs that the incoming president, the president-elect, announced last night on social media. 25% tariff for anything coming in from Canada or Mexico, and an additional 10% on items from China, in addition to what is already on the books for some items from China. And, you know, one thing we have to mention here is the fact that one of the goals of the incoming administration is major tax cuts, huge tax cuts for the billionaires, right? We saw it the last time Trump was president, and this time he promised them even more, bigger tax cuts, so that the wealthiest will have even more wealth. Well, if everyone is paying 25% tariffs, and these are just the ones for Mexico and Canada. Trump said he's going to add tariffs for all kinds of goods coming into the United States. So all this tariff money that we are going to be paying will be going into the government. And with all that extra money coming in from tariffs on top of taxes, you would think that the administration could offer even bigger tax cuts to the billionaires, because there'll be so much more money coming in because of these tariffs. So those tax cuts can be even more huge. Evidently, some people just can't get enough money. But the other thing I want to mention is the fact that these nations that are affected by the tariff plans, of course, will likely retaliate with tariffs of their own on U.S. goods, which would slow down exports from the United States. And, of course, that's bad news for lots of business owners, including small businesses. Hey, let's go back to the phone lines. Looks like we got a call from Al in Milwaukee. Good morning, Al. Thank you for calling in. What do you have for us today?
Good morning.
Yeah.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, Al. Yep, I can hear you. What do you have for us today?
Yeah, okay.
Nice. Yeah.
You didn't say anything about South Africa. About the tariffs.
I don't know if that's been announced yet.
Hello? Well,
I can hear you, man.
Is, since Musk is from South Africa,
right,
and that's where his main business is, he's making cars. Are they going to be put under the tariffs also? And I have a question. Since he is a South African citizen, how can he be placed in the government of the United States as an official, and he's not a citizen of the United States?
Yeah. Now, do you know for sure if he is a citizen of the United States? I've never looked that up. I'm sure it's easy to find out.
No, I do not. That's what I'm questioning. Is he eligible to be a member of the president's cabinet as being a non-citizen of the United States? His home is in South Africa. His business primarily is in South Africa, even though he has components of it in other countries, including the United States.
Yeah.
That's
and yeah, from a quick search, it does appear that he is a naturalized American citizen. And from my understanding, his position in the government, this Department of Government, what's it called? The DOGE, the D-O-G-E. My understanding is that he's not going to be paid. Yeah, government efficiency. He's not going to be paid, and it's not a real position. You know, he's not going to have any power other than the power of suggestion, telling Trump what he believes should be done. I'd be interested to find out from other callers and other listeners what they think about that and if they have any other information on that. So it is an interesting question. You know, why does a guy...
What about the tariff?
Say that again?
What about the tariff? I said also about what about the tariffs on his companies and their products being brought to this country? And now you're saying he's a naturalized citizen. Isn't that one of the components of this thing where they're trying to put all these people out of the country? Shouldn't he be on that list?
Yeah, you would think so, but I don't know. I guess he came into the country legally, right? I think that has a little bit to do with it.
I don't think Hey, Al,
as usual, thank you for your contribution, and thank you for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
If you want to join us on the phone line, feel free. The number is 855-752-4842. If you have any information on Elon Musk or how these tariffs might affect his companies. Going to take a break for the top of the hour news. Stick around. You are tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be talking about tariffs and the languishing farm bill with Hans Breitenmoser, and we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.